Thank you very much for being here. By the way, just if you just kind of bumped into us and are trying to find out a little bit more about the Internet Advisor, every Saturday we're here from 5 to 6. Sometimes sports moves us around a little bit. But generally speaking, from 5 to 6, we're live. And that's when you get to call in with your questions about your computer. It's kind of like visiting your local computer shop. And we've got Cal Carson in here right now, who is an experienced troubleshooter and has worked with both Apple and PCs. And we got Mr. Gary Baker, who has been with me for, we've been 18 years doing this now, answering people's questions. And thank you very much for being here. So the number again is 800-859-0957. And we now have officially a person who deserves the Most Patient Person on Earth award. And that is Steve from Beverly Hills, who has been waiting on line for a while to get in here. Steve, thank you so much for calling in here on the Internet Advisor, and how can we help you now?
Oh, hi. Hey, I want to get your guys' opinion on something here.
Sure.
I've recently had a couple successful upgrades from Windows 7 to Windows 10 on my backup laptop and my wife's laptop.
Okay.
And I'm considering doing the same for my my desktop, my my workhorse here I use for work regularly. And I'm trying to decide whether I should do a simple upgrade or do a clean install.
Ah.
Wipe your drive clean and start completely from scratch. I kind of heard some of the pros and cons of going each way. I'm wondering if it's worth the extra headaches to do a clean install.
You could never, ever, 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 in my opinion, go wrong with a clean install, because now you're getting the operating system exactly the way that Microsoft put it together. All the pieces should work properly together. So I think a clean install is always the better way to go. It may take a little more time, but I think it's time well worth.
Cal, take a lot more time.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
Let's, you know, I have not heard of people that have done the upgrade having problems. Now, upgrades in the past have been problems. They've left part of the old operating system.
Yeah.
And this has been much, much better,
yes,
much cleaner without,
yes,
the headaches.
That's true.
Have you heard anything, Cal?
Haven't heard anything like that. And, you know, and I will agree with you that for most people, it has worked pretty darn good. But I'm just the sort of person that, you know, here's a chance for me to get rid of a bunch of chaff that I don't really need. Why don't I just go ahead and clean it up at that time?
Cal, do me a favor.
I would agree with that, too, unless it's really a lot of work and really painful to put it all back together.
Well, yeah, well, I'm just worried about keeping my speed up, because I do a lot of video work, a lot of work with Adobe products, CC, and a lot of Premiere Pro After Effects and things like that, where I don't want to have to worry about getting bogged down from something. I think maybe a dirty registry or something might do that, where clean install will completely rebuild the registry.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things you might want to do before you even do that is you may want to check all the community forums for the type of Adobe products that you use
and see
what other people are saying, too, as far as, you know, how things are going along with those upgrades before you jump right into it. Even check at Adobe's website and see what they're saying as well. But generally speaking, when I change from a major change in operating system, I'm not talking about the incremental change, but if it's a major change in operating system, whether it's Mac or PC, I generally do a clean install because I just like a nice clean operating
system. Cal, would you explain what clean install is? Because some people are saying, what in the world is that?
Clean install is, okay, for example, you have backed up all the data that you've had on your machine. You have looked and found all the software that you want to use on the machine after you put in a new operating system, identified it, made sure it's compatible with the new operating system that you're going to use. Once you have those two things done and you got them in place, you're basically going to wipe the drive completely clean.
Okay.
That's initialize the drive back to the state it was when it came out of the factory, and then you're going to reload the operating system onto that drive, then load your programs back on, then load your data back on.
Okay. And I would think, in particular, Steve, because if you're being involved in video and you want the cleanest, fastest kind of response on your machine, that a clean install would be the way for you to go because of what you're doing.
And again, I think Cal was right. You know, you can never argue with a clean install.
Right.
But with other upgrades, you would end up, it took a long time for the upgrade to download because it was really large. And it wouldn't take that long to install because they didn't do the registry cleanup and some of the other things. This one takes a long time but it's small by comparison.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes download really quickly, but it takes a long time to install because they go out and they check every link in the registry. If you don't need it, they take it out. So it does a lot of the cleanup that you would
get. Okay. Yeah.
Because of the, right. you know, that is trying to simulate, trying to clean it all up. To Steve's point, you know, you don't want that extra, those extra links in there that don't go anywhere.
Now, the other way you can go, Steve, is one way that I do sometimes too, is this. If you feel comfortable opening up your computer, I would go out and buy another hard drive.
Oh, yeah.
And then just put that blank hard drive in the machine, do a clean install with that, and then build my stuff up on that. If you really had to do some work immediately, swap the drives out, do your work, and then go back and do what you have to do.
Well, I already have, like, I think three or four hard drives in there already. my C drive is my solid state drive, and I have some other.
The only drive you're going to even deal with that you have to worry about is the one that has the operating system on it. The other drives can stay just the way they are.
But you do want the operating system on that solid state drive.
Well, I actually installed most of my programs, my miscellaneous programs, on an external, on a different drive.
Okay.
And I have to reinstall those anyway, even though it's on my H drive or whatever. I still have to reinstall those, correct?
Yeah, you'll have to reinstall your... Well, it depends. If you do a clean install, yes, you'll have to reinstall them. If you do it the way that Gary is suggesting, then I'm going to say no. But with this one caveat, make sure all those programs will work with Windows 10, or don't need to be upgraded before you take them to Windows 10.
Boy, happy surfing.
And then also, just to be sure, take your external drives, plug them in when you're doing the upgrade.
Okay, well, they're all internal.
They are all internal. Okay. I thought I heard you say there was an external.
You
shouldn't have to deal with the external drive that way, but just to be sure.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, a quick question, though. If I were to do this clean install, I would reformat my C drive first, and then I would... How would I install this if there's no operating system on it? Do I have to, see what I'm saying? Do I have to run the executable from someplace else, or how would I get it on a...
Before you do that clean install, you would go out to Microsoft's website. You can download Windows 10, and they have a tool that will actually write it out to a USB drive for you. And then you write it out to the USB drive, then you can go in and do that clean install with that USB drive with Windows 10.
And reboot up.
And I boot to the USB drive.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yep. Okay, Steve?
Okay, well, great. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you for a great...
great question.
Yeah, it was a great question. The answer is, I think, probably a number of different ones. By the way, our number is 800-859-0957. And just quickly before we go to Kathy and Carlton, for the rest of you who maybe are kind of sitting back and wondering, should I ask my question? Please do. We got about 20 minutes left, and we'd love to talk with you now. But in case you can't get to us in time, simply go to internetadvisor.net, and then you will notice on the far right-hand side something that says Contact. Click on that, and you can send us an email through that, which will have, you know, your information on it, your question, and during the week we can handle those. And when we come back on Saturdays, we'll often be able to answer those things on the air as here as well. So again, if you have a question and you don't get to us on the air, and we still have plenty of time to do that, simply go to internetadvisor.net and go to the contact button, which is on the upper right-hand corner there, and send us your question via email. All right. Thank you very much for that. Again, our number, 800-859-0957, and a line is open for you. Kathy from Carlton, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How may we help you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, I heard you say that you have not had experiences or ran into people with experiences with troubles upgrading with Windows 10, and I'm here to tell you I have had a horrible experience.
Ooh.
Spending probably a better part of the last 7, 8, 10 days
Ouch.
Trying to remove it, and that little booger just won't stay away.
So this is really helpful. So tell us what some of the problems were.
Well, my machine is a recent one. I bought it in March. It's a laptop.
Okay.
It's a Dell Inspire with 8.1 touchscreen.
Okay.
So it's a recent machine, and it was causing me no problems. I was just curious on what Windows 10 was going to be like.
Should have been simple, easy peasy.
It should have been, but I can't tell you. I almost called Microsoft, and I figured I wouldn't get anywhere. I'm so infuriated with their allowing us to be a beta.
So what
what
was the problem?
Well, my machine should have received it, but it did not. It had all, and I had an easy download, no problems.
Okay.
I noticed right away it was slow, and I have used System Mechanic to keep my machine healthy and ran that, and it helped some. But right away I was running into conflicts. I was having 3 to 6 crashes a day. With a blue screen, it froze shortly, and a blue screen, and I was getting a DPC_watchdog. Let me say that again.
Mm-hmm.
Watchdog.
Watchdog.
_violation. And I didn't know what
you
the
said
heck that is.
DPG. I'm sorry, what was that?
D as in dog.
Oh. DP as in Peter, C as in Charlie.
Okay.
DPC
correct.
_watchdog_. And then what was the last word?
Violation.
Violation, okay.
I have Googled it to death,
mm-hmm.
and the best I could tell with my specific machine that people have had this, right? Oh, it's all over the Internet. This problem is all over the Internet. And with my AMD Dell, there was conflicts. Majority of them were with the drivers for the video card.
Okay. Kathy, it sounds like you've done a lot of things right here. What we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to take a look at maybe some of the things that can be done, but boy, you certainly have done a good job of looking for it yourself. Back in just a moment, 800-859-0957. I'd like to thank some of the folks, as we say, behind the glass, the two folks who have been helping us engineer our program. Eric Dorch, thank you very much for your efforts. And Mike Stantz, thanks so much, who's been answering the phones and producing the program. By the way, on Sunday nights, that's tomorrow night, and I will be posting both hours of our program, and there have been 2 hours. First hour had some great talk about this tricycle collective and the work that they're doing in Detroit, along with some other things that we did in the first hour, including Cal Carson giving a really good rundown of some of the biggest changes in iOS 9, which is the new operating system for the mobile phones, for the mobile devices, iOS devices in particular, the smartphones, 4S and up, right, Cal?
Yeah, from the 4S all the way up, you can use iOS 9 on.
And he has full details on that, so again, it'll be very much worth your while. Coming back to InternetAdvisor.net, Sunday night, we'll be posting the full podcast of both hours, and you can hear all that he had to say about that. We still have some time for some more of your questions, though, at 800-859-0957. Now, we were talking with Kathy from Carleton before this about the problems you have been having with Windows 10, and you bought a Dell Inspiron with an AMD chip in it most recently, last March. It came with Windows 8, right?
8.1,
right, which was the update, so 8.1. And as you have tried to put Windows 10 on it, you have had nothing but grief. Cal had some thoughts for you that while may not being an instant fix for you, I think may lead you in the right direction, Cal.
Well, there's a couple of ways you can go with it. I know you said you searched the net, and I came across a site called extremerain.com.
Yes, I was there.
Okay, did you try the methods that they had out there?
Brief me on what I saw so many.
Well, a couple of, yeah, there was a bunch of them. I will agree with you on that. And you know something, I'm not going to even go down all of them, but there were some sets in the control panel that you could walk through and try and use out there. But you know something, I'm thinking this, that might be a better way to go with you. And I would suggest that you go in and uninstall Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
And let it roll back to Windows 8.1. Run a check disk, and then make sure everything is all set under 8.1. Run all the updates you can against 8.1 as well.
I've done that. And that's where I want to take you to my problem.
Okay.
Since I did that, there then was 157 updates required because mm-hmm. the program was
right.
back to the factory setting out
right.
of the box.
Right, right. Okay.
That's where I ran into my snag. Windows 10 wants to reinstall, and I cannot upload those 157 updates without Windows 10 going back on. It insists on going first.
There is
no way around it.
Now you got me stumped. I'm going to be honest with you. That one, I don't know how to get around it, but you did check on Microsoft.com to see whether or not there's a way to get around it.
I did find a way. I took it through disk cleanup, and I was able, and even though it says it's downloading, installing Windows 10 again, it did not, because I went in and removed a lot of those invitation files.
Okay.
But there are other invitation files in there. Microsoft is changing the number frequently, and I don't know what those numbers are, so that I don't put another invitation and get to come back with Windows 10 back in my system again.
Well, here's the best way that I would do it, and I'm going to suggest to you to do it. And it's your choice if you want to. Number one, I make sure all my data is backed up that I want to keep. Make sure you got all the programs that you need to be able to use and that you have the current versions for those as well, where you can reload them back on the computer. I would just roll that sucker all the way. You know, there's a recovery partition on your machine. It should
be. That's what I used.
I would put it back. I would run that again and make sure it goes back to Windows 8, even to the point that before I run that recovery partition, the main partition that has the operating system in it, I would wipe that.
Do a clean install?
Correct.
Okay, then I would have to buy Windows 10, or would I be able
to get Windows 10 for free.
Yeah.
You'll just do a clean install, get it back to 8 so it's all nice and settled, and then go to Microsoft.com and download the Windows 10 directly from that area.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not interested in doing that.
Okay.
After your experience, I can't blame you, Kathy.
Talk to me a year from now.
Gotcha.
Kathy, thank you so much for calling. And I am so sorry that you've had to go through this. And Gary, your experience in talking with people is trouble-free, but there are cases like this out there. And
that's right.
Is it the machine, guys?
Somehow she had something that was incompatible.
Yep.
Right. And Microsoft runs this compatibility check beforehand.
Yeah.
I was on the telephone with her during the break, and she ran that. And that's where Microsoft should have picked it up, and it didn't.
Yeah.
And that it's either that or it's just a corruption. Right. Sometimes it's a corruption.
She could have a file that got downloaded on the hard drive itself. It could have some problems with it. It may have a bad spot.
Would it be worth going back to Dell and hollering at them?
Well, it's not Dell.
It's not Dell.
No, it's not Dell.
No, it's Microsoft.
Okay.
Yeah. It's definitely Microsoft is in the game there.
Yeah. All right, 800-859-0957. We still have time for maybe a couple of calls. Let's go out to George from Royal Oak. George, how are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. How may we help you, sir?
Well, I'm 82 years old.
Good for you.
Never worked as a computer, strictly a paper and pencil person.
Uh-huh.
I think it's about time that I got into it.
Good.
I'd like to know how to get started.
Well, you know something that we suggest a lot, and by the way, folks, we have a number of people who listen to WJR. Has been around for a long time, and I bet you have been listening to this station for a long time too, right, George?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have a lot of legacy listeners here. And one of the things we love to tell people is your public library, your taxes have paid for it, has a great resource. And they have some of the best computers around. They have some of the latest software, etc. And it's a great place to go.
Very good. Now, is there somebody there that can help me, person?
Absolutely. For instance, you're in Royal Oak. I happen to live in Royal Oak, and I know that there is a person who is in the library there who is one of their tech folks. And I wouldn't be surprised if they would be happy to set you down with a computer and give you some, you know, they have wonderful computers there and show you how to use it.
That sounds great, my friend.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. And it may sound like a simplistic answer, but, you know, back in the late 80s, that's where I learned to use computers. I certainly couldn't afford one at that time.
And that's just the best way to do it. I mean, after all, it's your tax dollars at work. You might as well take advantage of them. They're there for you to use, and it's a great resource, and there are people that are knowledgeable that are there and willing to help you.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see if we can answer another question here. James, welcome to our Internet Advisor. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. Good day to you,
good
gentlemen. Got a Toshiba laptop, and it has Windows 7. My granddaughter closed the cover with a pin in it, and it broke the hinges.
Oops.
So I took it in, and it would cost more to have a case than it would anything else.
Yeah.
So I have an Asus laptop with Windows 8. on it. I took it in to a service place around 14 and I-75.
Okay.
Had them upgrade it to Windows 10.
Yep.
And transfer my pictures and favorites of favorite sites over to it.
Okay. Hey, listen, now, hang on a second. What I'm going to ask you to do, James, hold the phone because we're going to finish this conversation with you offline because we're right at the very end of our program. Okay? So hang on. We'll be back to you. By the way, folks, if you have questions for us, this is a great example. Simply go to internetadvisor.net, our homepage, and then in the upper right-hand corner, there's a contact button. Hit that button and send us an email with your questions, and we'll get to you during the week. Cal and Ed Rudill, our other tech, and Gary Baker and myself will do our best to answer your questions. Don't forget, on Sunday night, InternetAdvisor.net, both hours of our podcast will be there along with the show notes, and we got lots of stuff for you to look at. Have a great week. We will see you again soon here on the Internet Advisor.